calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Good afternoon. This is EPMC Community Health Choices on a recorded line. My name is Nick. How can I help you today?
Hi. I'm trying to get in touch with the Mutual Participant Service Coordinator to submit a piece of paperwork for her.
What's your name?
My name is Shira, S-H-I-R-A.
Where are you calling from?
Family First Care, LLC.
Okay. Good callback number for you.
Callback, okay. 267-551-7419.
7419, okay. What's the participant's date of birth?
It's 03-04-54.
03-04-54. Participant's name?
Merrill Jackson.
All right, 1 second to get that participant pulled up here. And participant's mailing address and phone number?
It's about 215-410-4753, 1745 Winesam Street, Philadelphia, 19138.
Thank you very much. Okay. And do you happen to have MPI or tax ID?
Yeah. It's going to be, let me see here. I will give you our tax ID is 82284355.
Okay. And what did you say you were calling the service coordinator about today?
The service coordinator. I have some paperwork I need to submit with her and talk to her about.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think she was supposed to call me back, but I never received a call, so.
Okay. Yeah, let me put you on hold. Let me see if the service coordinator is available here. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Thanks for rolling on. Service coordinator is available. Give me 1 second. I'll bring her on the line with us, okay?
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for holding. I do have Shane on the line with us. Going to handle the call going forward.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, this is Shannon.
Hi. Is it Shannon? Am I hearing correctly?
Shannon. Yeah, S-H-A-N-N-O-N.
Okay, hi. So my name is Shira. I'm calling from Family First Care. I'm helping Merrill Jackson get back his services. He was in a rehab facility, and the waiver discontinued for him. Now, we were in touch with the county, and they said that you needed a form of discharge to reinstate the waiver.
And that's, it's interesting that you say that, because I have been trying since last year to try to get this straightened out, and I do not know what form that they're talking about. That's not something that we do. He was in a facility. he left the facility.
Uh-huh.
There was some issue with whatever form when he discharged that they were supposed to send to the county to notify them that he was no longer in the facility, and his waiver services should have been reinstated. And that has, I cannot get anybody from the county assistance office to tell me what form that they need.
So if they need a discharge form, but the thing is, I called into the rehabilitation center, and the only discharge they have is at AMA because they weren't supposed to leave. They wanted to leave. The patient was saying that they weren't getting properly treated, so they had to sign a against medical advice form to leave.
Oh.
So I don't know how that affects the case, but I know that I have it right here. I could send it to you. I could send it into the county. But they don't have, like, a full discharge because they went against medical advice.
And that wouldn't come from us. That would – so I'm not even sure what that means, discharge form. What – you said you have some form now. Did they give it to you? Or who gave it to you?
So he was with Ivy Hill Post-Acute Nursing and Rehabilitation Center.
Mm-hmm.
The only form of discharge that they have, I mean, so usually when they leave, they get a discharge paperwork and everything. The only form that they were able to provide was a voluntary discharge against medical advice form that the patient had filled out, and that's the only thing I have. So we could send that out to the county. I just don't know if that's gonna be enough. I don't know.
I don't know because the lady from the county assistance office refuses to talk to me. And the one time that I actually reached her, she wouldn't talk to me unless I had Meryl's permission. And so I asked Meryl and Ricky to call her and give her permission to speak with me. And either they did and she didn't call me back, or they didn't, so she didn't call me back. She won't even answer my emails.
Which lady is it down at the office?
Let me look it up here in my notes. Because what's supposed to happen is the facility is supposed to send a form called the MA-103 to the county assistance office to let them know that he is no longer in the facility. We don't have a discharge form. I don't even know what that means. And that's not even something we don't have anything to do with reinstating his waiver. That's all through the county assistance office. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So... and that's why I can't get a hold of it. Her name is Kelly Hannon.
Let me see if I have her email. Kelly Hannon?
I have it.
Do you want to provide it? I'll try and email her this form.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find it now because...
Kelly.
Okay, it's Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, dot... Hannon, H-A-N-N-O-N, at pacares.org.
P-A... P-A what? I'm sorry, P-A what?
P-A cares, C-A-R-E-S.
So it's K-E-L-L-Y dot H-A-N-N-O-N at P-A-Cares, C-A-R-E-S.
Mm-hmm. .com.
.com. Okay. I'm going to send out this email. Do you know what her job is? She's like the case manager for this case down at the county?
Her voicemail says assessment worker too.
Okay. Oh, and she has a number as well.
Yeah, I'll give you that if you would like it.
I just want to try and make some sort of a...
I would love to have resolved this, but she will not call me back. And I get it, the whole HIPAA thing, but, I'm trying to help the guy. Let me see, that's our number. Let me get back through here. Let's see. 215...
Let me just get this down.
360.
Bear with me. 215-360.
Mm-hmm. 9567.
Okay.
Yeah, and if she wants something from me, if she would tell us the exact form, I can go to my supervisor, because that's not something that I'm not even a service coordinator. I'm a nurse care manager, because he is no longer in the facility, and they didn't know who to assign him to.
Yeah. I get it. It's like lost a little bit.
Yeah.
Let me get down your number.
Yep.
And name.
Yep. My name is Shannon, and I'm a nurse care manager.
Okay.
And the contact number is what you called, the 833-280-8508.
Is there a more direct or an email I can reach you at?
Yes, I'll give you my email. There's not a direct number, but we definitely have a direct email. It's Regle, so REIGLE, and then S is in Sam, M is in Mary, @upmc.edu. I mean, I'll do anything. I don't know what to do anymore. I've tried everything that I can physically do on my side.
Yeah, let me see. It's Regle, REIGLESM @upmc.edu.
Yes.
Okay. Can I have the last, you don't have to give it if you don't want to, but the last initial to your last name, just so I could.
Oh, it's the Regle, REIGLE. It's in the thing.
All right.
Yeah.
You've got it. Yeah, I know. It sounds very frustrating. I'll be honest. We've been trying as well as the agency for the services, and from my understanding, the reason why it's, you know, hitting such a wall is because they weren't discharged properly. They left of their own accord. So
yeah,
that may not sit well with the agency. Yeah.
Well, and then there was a whole thing of supposedly they sent that form to the county, but they put the wrong county. I don't know. It's been a big mess. And it's frustrating because nobody wants to tell me anything.
I know. Like, how much can we do already?
Exactly. So if you can find out, I will do whatever they ask.
Do you want me to put you on this email that I'm sending to the county with the form on it? And if she responds,
that would be as well? That would be great. Yep.
Okay. Let me go ahead and do that. So I put kelly.hannon @pakears.com. I'm also going to add you to the email. I'll add my supervisor just so they're seeing it. And I guess if you see it, amazing, and we'll touch base after that, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my absolute pleasure. We'll be in touch.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let me see here. Send.